welcome to the official PHP BB podcast. Find us online at podcast.phpbb.com. Episode number one. Once again, welcome to the official phpbb.com podcast. I'm one of your regular hosts, Adam Ryer, also known as Adam R. on the support team. With me tonight, I have Michael Cunningham, also known as Techie Michael, the support team leader. I have Yuri Rusko, also known as Marshall Rusty. And I have David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life, on the modifications team. Why don't we go ahead and go get started and let everyone introduce themselves, starting with Michael.
As he said, my name is Michael Cunningham, known as Techie Michael on the support team. I am the leader of the support team and make sure that everybody behaves on the support team.
I am Yuri Rusko, Marshall Rusty from the support team.
I am David Lewis, Highway of Life on the modifications team. I am a validator for the mod team.
Just to get everyone familiar with the path that we're going to be taking with this podcast and what we hope to accomplish, there's a number of things. First of all, we want to be able to discuss different things that are going on with the software and also in the community. Do you have anything to add to that, Michael?
Yeah, we'll also be taking time to get to know the teams. Instead of just having the username, we can also have a voice behind that. And I think Yuri has something else to add.
We also want to hear from you. If you have any questions, you can reach us at the various methods that we will be saying at the very end. And we will be glad to answer any questions that you have. David?
This podcast won't just be the four of us either. We'll invite members from the other teams. They'll be joining us and providing input on the various aspects of PHPBB and their duties on their various respective teams. Also, we may occasionally invite a guest from the forums that is not a member of the PHPBB teams to join us, provide their input, ask questions, or just discuss topics with the podcast host. We'll also provide a topic on phpbb.com that will enable users to ask a question, suggest topics, or provide input about the podcast. And there you would also be able to request a guest speaker that may be on the PHPBB teams or may not be on the PHPBB teams, and we would do our best to invite that person onto the podcast.
So we have several topics to discuss in this first episode. First off, we're going to start with the PHPBB 3 versus PHPBB 2 cookies, and we're not talking about chocolate chip or peanut butter. We're going to discuss COPPA versus COPPA, and that's COPPA versus COPA. Jabber, which I'm sure some of you are familiar with in, to some degree or another, and we're going to discuss how PHPBB 3 uses that, and we're also going to discuss PHP 5 versus PHP 4 in PHPBB 3. In other words, how PHPBB 3 uses the advances in the programming language. And we're also going to discuss some terminology, the distinction between board, category, form, and subform.
PHPBB 3 has the ability to do a random cookie string, which keeps your boards, if you are running more than one board, it keeps it from conflicting with the other board. I think that this brings down the number of support requests. Michael, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. As he said, Olympus does give you the option or the ability to have random cookie names as opposed to the old version, giving you a static name for cookies. And this does indeed cut down on support requests because if you have ever tried installing a board on the same domain and then installing more boards onto that, you can have conflicts with being logged in and logged out. That can cause some frustration if you are working on a mod, for example, and it really is a good idea to have a mod they're working on per board install. If you go to one mod to work on a mod and then you go to someone else, it can cause you to be logged in and out and just cause a lot of problems for you. So PHPBB 3 offers the ability to have a random cookie name on install so that it isn't the static one that PHPBB 2 had.
And I think PHPBB 3 in general has fixed the cookie settings issue, whereas in PHPBB 2, I think one of the biggest support requests that we get, the most common one, is a problem with cookies. And you won't have that in PHPBB 3 because It takes a lot of these settings out of your hands and just does them automatically, like with the random strings and even the cookie domain. It will get that for you now from the domain that you have set. So I think that in general, all of the cookie settings are easier.
And there was actually a mod submitted for PHPBB2 that basically changed the cookie options to allow easier login abilities for users in PHPBB2. So PHPBB3 with the new cookie functions is not going to have that sort of problem as version 2 had.
It definitely makes things easier on us. Go ahead, yeah. David.
And of course, as always, if you have a question about the cookie issue that you'd like to ask us, we can, of course, address these issues in the next podcast if you'd like. The one thing that we did notice, I'm running several websites or several domains off of one board, but even though you're doing that, you can't necessarily use that to easily log in through all boards. It's only going to be set for your configuration value that you have set for the specific domain, because it's going to view all the other domains as an external. So it still only works for one domain, but you can have several boards without those cookies conflicting.
Right.
One thing that I personally like to do, and don't necessarily recommend it unless you feel comfortable changing the cookie settings, even though it is great to have a unique cookie name for each of the boards, it really isn't very descriptive of your board. So if you're doing troubleshooting issues based on with cookies, you may not have a clear way of determining which port it was relating to. So whenever I do a version 3 installation, one of the first things I change, manually change, is that cookie name so that it identifies with the port that I've installed and I'm not dealing with a random string of characters.
I interrupted you. But of course, the great thing is that by default, it does set that random string setting the default in PHPBB2, where everyone who just installed a new board would have the same settings. So if you install two boards, yeah, you would have that problem.
Yeah, so it allows a bit of customization, just like it did in version 2. But it also, as others have said, it takes that configuration out of your hands if you don't want to have to deal with it yourself.
Now, Michael, what did you mean by that COPPA, not COPA? What's the difference?
Okay. There used to be a law, which has been shot down on multiple times, actually, called COPA. And from what I understand is that COPPA is actually the descendant of COPA. COPA and COPPA try to accomplish the same thing, which is basically trying to protect children's identities while online. And one of the things that involves PHPB is that it requires those under the age of 13 to have parents submit their information to the board owner so that they can be authorized with a parent's agreement.
And some of you may be asking, well, what is COPA? What does that stand for? I don't understand that meaning. COPA stands for Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. And there's actually a website dedicated to it if you wanted more information, coppa.org, that explains a little bit more of what that act actually does. But
and just as a quick note on that it is... or at least it seems to be or COPA directly is only a United States law. So it doesn't necessarily apply to any other international installations of the board. So if you are installing it and internationally, you particularly don't have to, or at least legally don't have to comply with that code.
Though there's that handy disable.
Right. Which is nice in version 3, another added feature as well where you can disable COPA.
And specifically talks about, collecting personal information for people that are known to be under the age of 13 years of age. So that's and it also requires that a website operator put up a privacy policy. Now, PHPB, both version 2 and version 3 have a sort of default privacy policy that kind of covers the bases and everything, but as a site administrator, you can go in and edit the language file to add your own additional privacy policy or edit the existing privacy policy that comes with that one. And what COPPA enables you to do, you can, if you are under the age of 13, enables you to print out a form that a parent or guardian can fill out that with the responsibilities of the operator to protect the child's privacy and safety, and they can fax that form then to the board administrator. And then once that board administrator receives the form, they can approve the COPPA user. And so that's why sometimes, you know, a lot of boards have it disabled, but for those that have it enabled, there are two types of registered users. There are registered users and there are registered COPPA users. And the COPPA users are the registered users that are under the age of 13. It's just so that you can tell the distinction between those two.
Now, do you know if those users are... I haven't tested this, but are those users automatically changed user groups as soon as they are over the age of 13? Or does that have to be manually done?
That's probably something that has to be... Actually, it is something that has to be manually done because there's no cron that will enable that will automatically transfer them over from one group to another. So, you know, for board administrators, they'll have to... If they have users who are under the age of 13, they would have to PM or email, contact the site administrator and say, hey, I'm over the age of 13 now, can I be transferred over to the registered users group? And then that administrator can just transfer the user over to the new group. And with the version 3, it makes it a lot easier to do that sort of thing.
Right. And obviously that's a great feature to have for limiting those users of what content or forms they're able to see or participate in based on their age.
Yeah, it does, because that second group or that COPPA group does have different permissions. You can set different permissions for that group, so what they can see. So, like, especially if you have adult content on the board, then the site administrator should set guest permissions to not be viewable. So you have to be a registered user, and then they should enable the COPPA on their board, and then make sure that the COPPA you registered users cannot view the content at all, or even see the forums at that rate.
I think we should probably make sure that we tell users to seek legal advice, because we are not authorized to give legal advice. So if you are not sure if you should enable or disable it, please make sure you contact somebody that can give you that information.
Yeah, and as always, if you have such a board, it is your responsibility to be aware of laws that are in effect for your country and your state and your city that you are in that would affect these sort of issues.
And of course, right. as a general practice, even though, like I said before, if COPPA, since COPPA is not required outside of the United States, it still is a good practice to keep it enabled, just for the sake of protecting the privacy of children online.
Definitely, and I think that 13-year-olds and 12-year-olds can and even before that have different levels of maturity, and it should really be up to the parents to decide whether or not they're mature enough to participate in whatever the particular board wants to be. If it's toward games or something like that, then that's fine. But if it's more of an adult site, I'm not even sure how PHPB handles that.
Well, one thing that, first of all, that they would have to make sure, for example, the COPPA users are going to have to have a sensor turned on all the time, and the administrators will have to fill out those sensors to make sure that they're properly censoring the board, in addition to the additional permissions that registered group should have.
Now, as always, with any legal feature in software, you want to make sure that you do get the advice necessary, so you know if you are required to maintain that, you can make sure that you're not in legal hot water. Of course, we're not responsible for anything that does happen. That's your responsibility. But we do provide that for your convenience, so that it does make things a little easier for you, the administrator. So I think with that, we are going to move on to the next topic, which is Jabber.
And, of course, this is a new feature in version 3. And actually, Michael, is Jabber even available for PHP 4, running on PHP BB 3? Or is it only available if you have PHP 5 running on your server?
Some features are actually not there for users of PHP 4, unfortunately. If you have a Jabber Jabber server that you're trying to connect to that uses SSL and SSL only, you need to have PHP 5. That's because of the way that PHP 4 does the SSL and TLS, which is encryption for those who aren't familiar with that terminology. And because of the way that PHP 4 handles that, or doesn't, as in this case, you need to make sure that you're on PHP 5 if you want to use that functionality. It's unfortunate, but it does require that. And it is an extra feature, so you can't say that we're cutting you off, so to speak.
One other thing to add to that is that since the PHP group actually just recently announced the end of support for PHP 4, a lot of servers are going to start transitioning to PHP 5 if they haven't already. A lot of servers now are, for example, my host at this point does have both version 4 and version 5 of PHP installed at the same time. So I'm able to take advantage of both of the features, at least on my server. So in the coming future, you probably will start to see your hosts switching to PHP 5 or running both versions side by side, like I said, if they haven't already.
And if you're running on PHP 3, you should probably look at upgrading to a different host.
Yes.
I think at this point, if any host is not providing support for PHP 5, then they're behind the times as it is, because it's been over a year since PHP 5 has been released and released a stable version, and at this point, there's just no excuse to still be running PHP 4, or at least not giving support for PHP 5.
Yeah, I have... obviously, at first, there were significant incompatibilities between a lot of software out there and PHP 5. I mean, we saw that even with PHP BB not being compatible with PHP 5 in several regards. But at this point, generally, any mainstream software out there, or at least software that is being updated on a regular basis, being maintained on a regular basis, it does have full support for PHP 5. I really haven't come across any that don't, to be honest.
Now, I could just see a question that would come up on this that users may ask. Now, how does this affect PHP BB 2? Because version 2 does not support PHP 5. It supports PHP 3, which is now not supported by PHP, and it has it supports PHP 4, which is not going to be supported in 3 months. So how does this affect the support that's going to be given for PHP BB 2?
I wish I could say I had the answer. You know, I've run PHP BB 2 on a PHP 5 server for quite some time, and I've had zero problems. I've had to make some small configuration changes to PHP 5, and that's been documented a few times in the support forums. But I don't have any problems running it.
Yeah, realistically, there aren't very many problems. Most of those have already been corrected in the code themselves in newer versions. Obviously, it isn't officially supported, so there still may be issues, like Michael said, with running it on a PHP 5 server. You still may uncover a couple of quirks, things you need to change. But for the most part, the major functions will run and will run without an issue on PHP 5.
Do you think that the support teams or the PHPBB in general would encourage users to upgrade to version 3 so that PHP 4 and 5 are properly supported?
It largely depends on what the user's use of the forum is. Obviously, we would like to see everyone upgrade to PHP 3 or PHPBB 3 since it offers an array of new features and also... helps the support team in being able to answer questions, since it provides a lot of tools to be able to diagnose issues much quicker and much more easily. But at the same time, a lot of users don't need a lot of the features that are in version 3. Sometimes they're just running a very basic board, or they're integrating that board, for example, with software that they've already created, for example, a blog or a content management system or something of that nature. And a lot of those don't really need all of the features of version 3 in order to accomplish their goals. But that's one of the great things with the versatility of version 3 is that you have the option to turn off anything that you really don't need or not use anything that you don't need. So I definitely would, on the support team, would recommend upgrading to version 3 if you have the option to do that. It'll probably make your life a little bit easier and make ours easier as well.
Now, for those of the users who are thinking, but I'd just rather stick with PHP BB 2, but my host is upgrading to PHP 5. Will PHP BB support any issues that I may have running PHP BB 2 on a PHP 5 installation if they come up? Will I still be able to gain support for that version?
That's a tough call. And that's something I think we need to discuss and make sure that we can actually do that. But I will say that there have been several topics in the past about making sure things run okay, and there have been suggestions and fixes for different things that have come up in the past, and people have been posting solutions so that they do work.
I think that it's not the question isn't so much what the official word is from phpbb.com. It's more up to you personally. Of course, we recommend that convert to phpbb3. It's ultimately the future, and with php.net stopping support for PHP 4 later this year and security updates later after that. Yeah, okay. So if you're still using PHP BB2, then you're behind on the software, and as soon as support for PHP 4 is dropped, ultimately your choices will be either to update to PHP BB3 or continue using an old version of PHP, which, of course, they don't recommend you do, so it's not so much what we say, it's more what the issue with PHP.
And again, going back to what Michael said and what we said previously, it even though there isn't officially support, it will work a majority of the time. Most of the major functions are working perfectly fine under PHP 5. But again, since there are still some flukes that haven't been worked out or are possibly may not be worked out, we can't officially support it under those conditions. But Michael and Yuri said, it is up to the user, your responsibility to update appropriately based on what you need to do. But for those that are still set on using version 2, it will work for the most part, but we just unfortunately can't support it. But we will try to our best of our abilities to help you, get through that.
And I mean, ultimately, like I said before, with support for PHP 4 being dropped, if you do plan on using PHP BB 2 on a PHP 4 system, then you ultimately open yourself up to possible security issues that might have been handled later on, but just not patched in PHP 4 due to a drop of support for that. So if you do get your board compromised at a later time, it's not necessarily through PHP BB 2. And there's nothing we can do about that.
Right. I mean, there have been examples in the past. I believe it was right around 0.6 or 0.7, I think, that there was an actual PHP issue, security issue, rather than PHP BB. Ultimately, we were able to work around it and correct that through the software and having to eliminate PHP, but sometimes there are security issues in the software that's running on the server and not necessarily in the forum software that are also present and just as real as anything else.
Michael, are there any features in PHP BB3 version 3 that are not available under PHP 4, such as the issue where the trying to connect to a Java server running SSL is not possible under PHP 4?
As far as I know, so far, the only issue is the Java with SSL.
It's all enhancement things anyway.
Right.
It's not going to be core features, so you might not be able to use a specific part of a feature, but you'll still be able to use the general feature.
You still are able to use Jabber perfectly fine. It's just as long as you aren't connecting to a server that uses SSL. that's where really when the issue arrives.
Right. And again, what most hosts are upgrading to PHP 5, so I think that will become less of an issue as time goes on, especially with that. But, you know, again, that's just a very, very small portion of the system. I'm not even sure how much of the percentage of users or administrators are going to end up using the Jabber. I know we had tried it and weren't able to get it to work, but that was back in early beta, so we'll probably give it another shot, see if we can get it going. Have any of you had a chance to try out the Jabber feature of PHP BB3?
I did back in beta 1 or 2. It seemed to work pretty well. You know, I had my Jabber account running, and I would get messages about being a topic reply. And, you know, it worked. It was unstable at times because the messages wouldn't always be sent out, or maybe garbled at sometimes. You know, it was beta, but I think that's about my own experience with the Jabber. Now the question came up. I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead.
The question came up about Google Talk. From what I understand is that it will not work as is. I'm still looking around for information on that.
Really? I mean, it's Jabber, isn't it?
Right. But Google
technically, yes, but it's not inherently Jabber.
Right. From what I understand, there are some things that Google has in there that would prevent it from working as is.
Just and the class, though. You can always change the class ever so slightly, and I'm sure if that is the case, then I'm sure there will be mods that will
We'll definitely see a modification very soon after.
Don't doubt that for a second, if that is the case. So. I've also had a chance to use it very lightly on a board that's not mine, but I've gotten a chance to see it in action, and I mean, personally, I won't have a use for it. But it's one of those features that are elective, and you know, if you do have, if your specific board has a use for it, then by all means. But I don't think that's something that we will see, you know, a good percent of boards using. I think it's a very specific feature, but it's always good to have those types of features. I think that's really what makes software, what makes PHPBB great software, or other software great software. It's those little things that you can enable if you want to.
Yeah, and for those boards that will have it enabled, it's just one of those extra things that make it an overall nice experience. So if you are having a board that, you know, needs that feature, it just enables the users to have just a much better experience on that board.
Yeah, if you have a community that's based around XMPP, which is the protocol for Jabber, you can use Jabber features, you know.
PHP BB3, version 3, comes with a lot of features that are very specifically PHP 5 functions. As far as I'm talking about on the code side, there's very specifically PHP 5 functions, but the developers created a lot of wrappers for those same functions to work on versions of PHP 4, and that's why PHP 4 is nearly equally supported on version 3 as it is under PHP 5.
Certainly. I think that it's just like PHPBB2 has emulates functions from that are not available in PHP 3. I believe there are a few of them. Just the same way, yeah. There's you know, obviously you don't want to alienate PHP 4 users just yet. Although, if, like we said before, you definitely want to consider upgrading or having your host upgrade.
And one issue that may come up with us is, like, some users may be submitting mods that are only compatible with PHP 5. Well, there are a lot of ways that you can create wrappers or make it compatible with PHP 4, and steps should always be taken to make that possible so that your mod is the most compatible as it can be. But we understand that sometimes that just may not be possible, and we would still approve such mods that only support PHP 5, but there's an added note in the download topic saying this mod is only available for hosts running PHP 5.
I would expect that, actually. Not only would I think, do I think that's a possibility, I think that certain mod authors will opt not to support PHP 4. There are various movements out right now to purposely drop PHP 4 supports from software, and I won't name any specific ones, but I'm sure it's one of those things like open source software where some people agree and some people don't agree, and I'm sure that there will be some people in the mod community that will agree and will purposely not support PHP 4.
That's really the way it is with anything, not necessarily within the software community, but on any side. I mean, for example, you know, new operating systems come out, new things like that come out that become more physically demanding on the hardware, and so users are required to upgrade in order to keep, you know, up with the times. Unfortunately, it can cause a little bit of hassle, but in the long run, that's the nature of progression in terms of technology.
Yeah, and it's like, for example, if you were wanting to run PHP BB3 on a PHP 4 installation, yeah, sure, that's fine, you know. And but you're running newer software on older hardware, or running PHP BB2 on a PHP 4, well, you're running older software on hardware that it was meant for, basically. So, you know, they can go hand in hand, but when you start upgrading software and not upgrading hardware, then you run into problems. Or if you upgrade hardware and not the software, then again, you might run into problems. But PHP BB overall has great compatibility with both the, you know, the versions of MySQL that is running on, the database versions, and the PHP versions that it will run on as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there hasn't,
go ahead.
Fortunately, there's not been a lot of problems with that have been encountered.
Yeah, I mean, PHP, one thing that has always impressed me, and one thing that impressed me the most when I first came to PHP BB, was the level of database support that version 2 had. Most other form software solutions only supported one or two databases, and those were usually either MySQL or Microsoft SQL. And even some didn't even support Microsoft SQL. So the sheer level of compatibility that version 2 allowed on the database side of things, and especially now in version 3 with even more added databases like SQLite and various things of that nature, there really is a significant amount of compatibility, which is one of the great features of PHP BB.
I think we should thank PHP for that as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Just they allow that type of support. Things like ASP are obviously limited in the sense that you know, they're released under a certain corporation, and they will support mostly that corporation and not other possible databases.
Yeah, not to down any other language. I personally love ASP, but
well, I mean, yeah, certainly.
But there's there's definitely uses for everything, and when dealing with, you know, software on a large community level, you know, compatibility is the best way to go.
PHP has always been very, very good about quickly releasing libraries for new technologies that have come out. I mean, when XML became available, they were one of the first to just go ahead and implement a library that became compatible with PHP. And making PHP compatible with XML just became a real quick priority, and now it's been available for just about as long as XML has been available. And I think that is probably the only DBMS type that is lacking in PHP BB3, because we have Postgres, we have SQLite, we have MSSQL, MSSQL Server, MySQL, Firebird, Oracle. I think I've got them all there. I think there's a total of 8, and there's only the new XML database types, which are, you know, again, that's fairly new, so it was before version 3 was in development. It was developed after, it came about after version 3 was in development. So, but I think with the capabilities of version 3 to be able to support all 8 DBMS types, we're going to especially start seeing a lot of enterprise companies picking up PHP BB as one of their main form softwares, whereas before they would have either developed their own or they would have used a commercially available bulletin board software. So it sort of broadens the horizons of the compatibility for PHP BB.
Yeah, at the same time, it also opens up the possibilities of what the developers can do with the PHP BB 3 software. Not necessarily in version 3, but also coming versions, you know, 3.2, 3.4, or however many we have within the 3.0 code base. Just that extra level of compatibility, that extra level of power that PHP 5 offers, and the level of support and And also the level of things, for example, like modularization that has been added to version 3. It'll just allow for so many other possibilities to come out and so many other additions, improvements, and new features to be added with relative ease.
One thing I want to say before we go and move on to the next topic is that PHP 5 has some really nice new features that I think mod authors will really enjoy working with. New OOP structures and have ability to have try and catch and nice things that really work well for mod authors.
And there's a lot of features that have been implemented for scalability in version 3, such as allowing different types of, I'm thinking like cache types, like a file cache, ACM, mm-hmm. Xcache, memcache, and you'll actually be able to use a different type of cache module. It has to be used also on your host, but you can use a different type of cache module. The one that comes by default in PHP BB3 is the file one, so it all stores it in files. But you can create or install your own, which will run on the native memcaching that's available on your server, which is great. And that's a feature that hasn't been highly explored yet, but I think that'll, again, be another option that mod authors will really be able to take advantage of. And again, we'll begin to see things like full DBMS support for mod authors come out with their functions to be able to add and delete alter tables in all 8 DBMSs, which is probably the most difficult aspect of completely supporting PHP BB3 for mod authors is the lack of the ability to alter tables, add tables, and delete tables easily. But that will come, and there's already some things, many things that are in the works for that.
One thing that I'm also interested in seeing is how mod authors are going to take the new features, like you said, the new things that are available to mod authors in version 3, especially in the area of things like APIs and convergence with other technologies that are out there on the web. I mean, for example, wouldn't it be awesome if you could add a module into version 3 that could integrate with your Flickr account or something of that nature, where you just had the ability to, post galleries and various things of that nature within the forums or within a website if they were using version 3 as like a backbone for CMS or something of that nature.
You're either Joomla, Drupal, a Wikipedia, a media wiki or whatever it might be, that they'll be able to easily bridge now with the new module ability of PHP BB3.
Absolutely, absolutely. You get, the mod authors get all these APIs available to them, and also able to connect with APIs that other services offer. Flickr is only one of the many examples. You've got things like, obviously, Jabber, Amazon Web Services, various things of that nature that you're able to directly integrate two pieces of software together virtually seamlessly without much work at all. So I really am interested to see where the community takes version 3 from here and what they are able to add to it.
Right now, the mod author community is really experiencing a lot of growing pains because PHP BB3 is so new that both the coding practices and the coding methods are so new to the mod authors that it's still taking us some time to get completely used to the new method. So I think it'll take some time for them to get going well with the new technology, but after we get going, we'll start to see a lot of really cool features start to come forward for this new software.
Okay. I'm sure we can go on quite some time about that, but I think for the sake of our listeners, we need to move on to the next topic. All right, so distinction between board, category, form, and subform. Yuri, I think that's something you want to talk about?
Yes, definitely. This is one of the biggest mix-ups, I think, in forums history. People use these terms interchangeably often, and that's really wrong. And it can cause confusion, and at times, especially if you're asking a question in the support forum, we get confused because, you can say, I'm having a problem visiting my forum, and that can mean anything from the entire board, as in the index page, or a specific forum, or even a sub-forum. So, okay, so just the difference between those terms, if you go to phpbb.com/community, the entire thing that you see there, that is called a board. You can also refer to them as forums, but that's kind of like referring to an apartment building as apartments. So you definitely, so it would be better if you call an entire board a board. Now individual categories like support or on phpbb.com, we have phpbb 2.0x and then phpbb 3.0x, and those are the categories. In phpbb 3, categories are handled slightly differently, but still those are the categories. If you go one level below that, you'll see forums. That's like the discussion, support, modifications. In those forums, there are sub-forums, like the converters, translations, or mod requests, or styles development and discussion. And some sub-forums in PHPBB3 will have more sub-forums, and they're also called sub-forums. You can just refer to them as levels. Below that, you have topics, and then you have posts. I think everyone is pretty much familiar with those. So that's about it, I think.
Yeah, I think the best way to describe the difference between a board, and like you said, you already gave a basic description, but a board is the overall bulletin board, the overall piece of software, whereas the forum is the place where you actually go to post a new topic and actually go to put the content.
Also, one thing, some people will refer, instead of forums, they will say fora, and that's perfectly fine. According to Oxford and the various dictionaries out there, I actually looked this up, and both terms are correct. Fora was originally what the plural was, but due to use of forums, that was added on as an official secondary version of the plural. So the plural of forum is fora or forums.
And Yuri,
how
about
Forai?
Forai, yes.
Forai. Yep.
That's not quite right, but I'm sure if you keep using that, it'll catch on.
Hey, Yuri, what about the fact that a lot of users call topics threads? Is that technically correct or not?
Threads, no. Threads refer to a different system, a threaded discussion board, which you can see if you go to sites like dig.com. There you have threaded boards and
/, various things like that.
/, exactly.
There was a modification for PHPBB 2 that allowed a forum software allowed PHPBB to be in the threaded mode. So then the topics really could be considered as threads in that case.
Right. Thread versus topic is more or less the context of how they show.
With a topic, it's basically in order of reply, one after the other, basically in terms of chronological time when someone actually replied. Whereas a thread is more of a, depending on who you're replying to rather than when you replied. So you could potentially, I mean, if a discussion has something like 10 pages, you could potentially appear on the first page if you were replying to someone that already said something on that first page. So it's more of a, I don't know, I personally don't like it, like that form of discussion, but it has its uses, and it is definitely better for places that require more of a quoting type system and more of a organization in terms of who someone replied to rather than when they replied.
Okay, so that's a wrap for today. We want to hear from you. You can contact us via several methods. One of those is podcast@phpbb.com. You can go ahead and send us an email there. That's podcast@phpbb.com. Another way is we will have a sticky topic in the 3.0 discussion forum, and you can go ahead and post your suggestions or questions, or if you want to see someone else as a guest on next week's or the week after that podcast, go ahead and let us know. We want to hear from you. And Adam?
As for the next episode, we've got several topics lined up. Just to give you a little idea of what we're going to be discussing next time is one of the issues that we wanted to discuss was the new hook functions that are available in version 3 of PHPBB, and what that means to the user, and also what it means to the any mod author that is looking to play around with the code a little bit. And also, we've got another important issue is the difference between spam and security on bulletin boards, and also what you can do to help prevent spam on your board, and also what the software itself does, the differences between version 2 and version 3 with regards to spam handling and security handling. So with that, we'll see you guys next time, and thanks for joining us.
And as always, you can find us on podcast.phpbb.com, where you can find our email address and a link to that topic that I just mentioned. And download more episodes.
This is Adam Breyer, also known as Adam R. on the support team.
This is Michael Cottingham, also known as Techie Michael on the support team.
This is Yuri Rusko, Marshall Rusty on the support team.
This is David Lewis, and we apply on the mod team.
Thanks, and see you next time.